Zog de Gemara, Daf Kuflamet Tesel mit Beis, the last line. V'noisnim Beis b'misanenes. The Mishnah said you're allowed to take an egg, the egg yolk, and put it into a sifter in order to bring color on the mustard seeds below. The yellow of the egg, so even though it's going through a sifter and you're separating it from the white, it's mutter. Zog de Gemara, Toni Yankov Kolcho, Daf Kuf Memam Aleph, Lefi She'en Oisin Oiso Ela Legavin. The reason why you're allowed to take the egg yolk and put it in the sifter to bring forth color into the mustard seeds, even though you're separating the egg yolk from the white, lifishein oisin oiso ela legavin. The purpose of the separation is only to bring forth color, to be megavin. And that's why it's not considered boirer. So Rashi over here says, Zog Rashi, the top Rashi, lifishein oisin oiso ela legavin. Lemare, the purpose is to bring forth color in the mustard. Shachelmoim, because the egg yolk is yofel legavin, it brings forth color. Veloyachelvin, the white egg doesn't bring out the color. Hilkach, EDV the oichelu, the etzim, the egg yolk, the white and the yellow of the egg, both are called oichel. The ein kam breiras psoilis mi oichel, so we don't see a breira of psoilis from oichel because they're both oichel. So Rashi is saying a big yisoid, and the post can discuss the Bach in Simen Shin Yutes, Sif Yud. So the Bach says a lomna shavart, and he explains the Rashi, and he says as follows. He says, usually, something that you don't want to use right now, it gufa makes it psoilis. So what is Rashi saying? You can have two food items that one I want to eat now and one I don't, that makes the other food item into psoilus. So here also, I want the egg yolk to bring forth color. The white I don't need. I'm not particular about the white of the egg. And I'm separating it. So then who cares beta oichel? If for me it's psoilus, I don't want to use it. Zok de Bach Elom de Shavart, and he says as follows. He says, when do we say that a food item that you don't want to eat becomes psoilus? That's if you decide to eat one of the food items and not to eat the other. So then you can take a food item and make it into psoilus. The nisht essen, the not eating something that's a meichel, gufa makes the meichel into psoilus. But you need the not eating it. But since over here, you're not eating it, you're being megavein, you never have that chiddush that you're being mechadish, that you take a food item and you're making it into psoilus by nisht essen. Since you're being megavein, you're coloring, so then it's not going to make the other meichel into psoilus, edv de oichelu, and you're coming to be megavein. Of course, when you have two items that are non-food items, by not using one, the other one is psoilus. That's true. When you have two items that are non-edibles, and one you use initially, and one you don't, the other one is psoilus. But over here, since they're both oichel can only turn into psoilus if you take the oichel and you eat one, and the other one you don't eat. Then the oichel turns into psoilus. But since over here, the one that I'm using, I'm not eating. The oichel I'm being megavin with, so it doesn't make the other meichel into psoilus. And that's what Rashi says. EDV the oichelu. They're both oichel. The ein kam breiras psoilus meichel. There's no breira. Why is there no breira? Because you're being megavin. It's only called breira that the oichel becomes psoilus if you one of them you eat and the other one you did not eat. So then the oichel becomes psoilus. But over here, you're being megavin unto macholim, so then it won't turn, make the meichel into psoilus. Yes, when you have two items that are non-food items, not using one will make that into psoilus. But by two macholim, the chiddush of taking the oichel and making it into psoilus is only aide nisht essen, and the other one, yes, eating. But here you're being megavin, so you don't have that chiddush. The Mogen Avrom over there learns a sugi a little different. The Mogen Avrom says that be'etzem chelboin and chelmoin is one min. It's one egg. It's one egg. There's no brayer when you have one min. If you take a loaf of cake and you cut it into half, you're not going to say it's a ma'ase brayer because it's one min. So here also, the chelbin and the chelvin is one min, so mel is not shaykh brayer, even though you're separating the egg yolk from the white. So what does the Gemara mean? Explains the Magen Avraham that if, let's say, I would eat one and not the other, so then maybe even by one min, it would be considered breira. Even by one min, it would be considered boirer. If I eat one and I don't eat the other, even if it's one min, maybe that would be considered a problem of being boirer. But since over here, I'm not doing that. I'm not eating one and not eating the other. I'm being megavin. So then by one min, the separation is not considered a maisa boirer. Meaning when you eat, so then you can say that the separation is considered that it's psoilus separating from oichel. But if you're not eating one min, but you're rather being megavin, that's not going to give it a shame, psoilus and oichel, that you're chayv on boirer. The Prima Godim says another chiddush in boirer over here. He says that lu yitzu, you have two macholim, and one you want to eat now initially, and the other one you only want to eat later, so that separation would also be considered psoilus. That the price can bring, that even if it's food, and you're planning to eat it, but you're not planning to eat it now, only later, first you want to separate what you want to eat first, so that would be also for you initially, it's called being separated psoilus from oichel. So Zok the Prima Godim, that if now initially you're not eating any, but you'd rather be McGavin, even if later eventually you're going to eat both of them, so then this separation of initial separation is not called a Maisa Berurah. Because since over here, you're separating the egg yolk from the white, and eventually the white goes in through to the white goes in through the sifter too. It just initially the yellow goes in, then eventually the white goes in. So initially I'm only doing a Maisa of McGavin to color. Later on, when they both go through, I'm going to end up eating the mustard with both in there. So when you separate something now and eat something now, item A, and B, I want to eat later. So that could be considered psoilus because I'm eating A and not eating B only until later. But since what I'm doing now is I'm eating neither, I'm just being McGavin now, and when it comes time to eat, I'm going to eat both. So then the initial separation is not called a Maisa Berurah, even though one I want and one I don't, but that you only say when you eat one and you don't eat the other. But here you're going to eat eventually both. Now it's only Legavin Legavin that you want one, so then it's not considered a Maisa Berurah, but at the end you'll taki eat both. This chiddush of pushing off a food item to eat later is called psoilus, is only if you eat one now and you don't eat the other. But if you're going to eat both later, so the separating now of the givu now is not going to make this separation into Maisa Berurah.
This line in the Gemara is a big sugi in the poskim legabi the sugi of Berurah. Zok the Gemara weiter. Itmar. Chardul Shaloshim Erev Shabbos. If a person has mustard, then after you grind it, and now you want to, you need it, you lush it. So if you did this Maisa Lisha, Lisha is also on Shabbos. You did the Maisa Lisha Erev Shabbos. So then Lemochar, when it comes on Shabbos, Omarav memacher bikli. Then you memayich it. That means you mix it with water or with wine or whatever you want to put in. You do it dafka with a kli, dafka utensil. Avaloi biyad. You need a shinui because since the normal way of doing it, the better way of mixing and kneading is with your hands. So since you want to do it with a shinui, your initial kneading was done before Shabbos. Now the next day when you want to continue this kneading, when you're adding in water, wine, so you have to do dafka bekli, which is mishuna, which is a shinui, and not biyad because the yad is the way that is ma'aravid much better. So you have to do it with a shinui. Zok the Gemara, Omer le Shmuel. So Shmuel argues in Rav and said, Zok Shmuel, punkt faket, biyad, meaning how can you tell me that biyad it's aser? Oto kol yoyme mamchele biyad, people stam during the week are not memacha biyad. Memacha biyad is not hygienic. Memacha chamoyremu. That's when you serve donkeys, you can memacha biyad. So why would you say that you're not allowed to be memacha biyad because that's the ideal way of being lash? It's memacha chamoyrem if you memacha biyad. So that would not be a way that it would be awesome because that's the right way of being lash. Elo mashmul punk faket. Memacha biyad. You're allowed to be memacha biyad because that's not the norm. The norm is not to serve memacha chamoyrem. And that's a shinui. The ainam macha bekli, and you cannot use a fork, you cannot use a spoon, because that's taka considered the norm. And the norm you're not allowed to do, you need a shinui.
So the Chazanish says very geshmak. He says, according to Shmuel, they were saying that you memacha biyad, because that's not the norm, because it's macha chamorim, ainam macha bekli, that's only cause man you're not wearing gloves. Because the whole problem was macha chamorim, because it's not hygienic. But lu yitzu, a person is memacha with gloves on, so then the lisha biyad is fakir, is back to the norm. Because be'etzim biyad, we said, is a better way of being, of kneading. Just we said, it's not a Michael bnei odom, so it's not done in the weekday. So that's why now in Shabbos, it will be not the norm. But if you're going to be memacha biyad with gloves on, so then that would be considered again the norm, and that would be also then fakir, then you'd have to be dafka do bekli, because bekli would be considered the shinui, klapa di yad with the gloves. Basically, the yad with the gloves is the norm in the weekday because you don't have the problem of hygienic. And it's a better kneading. So that would not be memacha be yad even according to Shmuel if you're wearing gloves. And then l'chor the shini would be that you have to either take off your gloves. So then it would be a memichui be yad, which is my chamarim, which is not the norm. Now the truth is, l'gabri sugi of lisha. The fact that you make a shinui is a big sugya legabe making eggs. I'm a tzvibel. If you take eggs, and it's a blila of it, it's not a blila raka. So there's a problem of lisha if you have eggs with oil and onions.
So the Pshalmi Zalman Taka says that the only way to do it on Shabbos, if you make it on Shabbos, is if you make two shinuyim. Shinui number one, instead of pouring the oil in the eggs, you pour the oil first and the eggs in the oil. That's one shinui. And another shinui is in the etzem mixing. You don't go in a circular motion, but you crisscross. You do shesi ve'erev. So then shesi ve'erev, in such a way, it's not the normal way of mixing. As I said, Shlomo Zalman, that's the ideal way of making a shinui. Now, for those that lemaisa make eggs Shabbos and they to melamed tzchus on them, what other things they soymich on, so that the poskim can say that there are other shinuyim possibly. If you look at the onions, if you look at the oil as a tavlin, so it's not be'etzim like flour and water where you're making dough, you're kneading dough. It's just a tavlin, it's a spice, so it's not being lush. In two items, it's just a tavlin that being matlash, and that's not called a mice of lisha. Another possible het is that it's miyad, meaning you're doing it right away and you're eating right away. So it's derech achilosoi. So that would also maybe make it easier. Or others say that the bay is already mevushol and there's no lisha by mevusholin. That also might be a hetak upon him. But the ideal way, Zoktim Shlomo Zalman, is to do a shinui be'etzim. That means the oil and then the eggs and the etzim shinui in the crisscross lafuke in a circular motion. The Gemara continues in the same vein. Zok the Gemara Itmar. Rabbi Loza Omar echod zeh, meaning side yad side bekli is osa. Rabbi Yochanan Omar echod zeh mutter. Both of them is mutter. Abaye v'rove dami tavayu abaye and rove both said ein halacha Rabbi Yochanan. That means the halacha is not like Rabbi Yochanan that it's mutter biyad bekli. Zok the Gemara after abaye and rove said halacha is not like him. So come Rabbi Yochanan b'shitas Rabbi Loza. So Rabbi Yochanan retracted. And he was kom b'shitas Rabbi Loza that says that b'yanim b'kli is osa. Zok the Gemara, kom Rabbi Loza b'shitas de Shmuel. Rabbi Loza retracted, and he went with shita Shmuel that says only b'yad is muta and b'kli is osa. Zok the Gemara, now since they were all choyza, so Abai v'rovet amitavayu, halach Rabbi Yochanan. The halach is like Rabbi Yochanan, Zok Rashi, after the chazorah, that it's osa. Meaning that bein b'yad and bein b'kli is osa. Zog the Gemara, Imed Abaya, the mother, or actually the stepmother, the one that raised Abaya, Avdalei, she made this dish on Shabbos, V'loi Ochal, and Abaya did not, like we said before in the Gemara, that Abaya V'rovad Ami Tavayu, Ein Aloch Rabbi Yochanan. The Aloch is not like Rabbi Yochanan that he's Mate Bekli, Bein Biyadu, Bein Bekli, but rather, they said that the halacha Rabbi Yochanan after the chazorah that it's osur. So Abaye did not eat from it. Zok the Gemara imed Abaye of the lev lo yochal. He didn't want to eat from it. Ben biyad, ben bekli. The visu de Ziri, the wife of Ziri of the lev, she made this dish the Rechia Barashi lo yochal, and he didn't want to eat from it. Omalei. So the wife of Ziri told Rechia Barashi the Rabbi Chavidi lev lo yochal. I gave your Rabbi Ziri and he ate from it. Vaat lo yochalto, and you do not want to eat from it. Zog the Gemara, Omar Rove Bashova, Omar Rove Bashova, have a kaim the kamed Ravina. I was in front of Ravina, uvachshelei beshufta de tumo, and he mixed it with the stalk of garlic. So again, it's a shinui. He did it in a ma'isa shinui in a mishunadik way in order to make sure that it's not called a ma'isa lisha v'ochal, and then he ate from it. Zok the Gemara, Omar Ma'azutra, Leis Hilchse Kolanish Meitze. The halach is like, not like any of the previous Shmuas, but rather, Eloki Hode Itmar, like the following Braisa. Chardo Shaloshim Erev Shabbos, if the Meis Elisha was done before Shabbos, Lemocha on Shabbos, Memachoi, Bem Yad, Bem Bekli, then you're allowed to be Ma'arvit, Sai with the Yad, Sai Bekli, Venoisel Letechet Vash, and you're allowed to put honey in there, Velo Yitroif, but you can't beat it strongly, but rather only Benachas. Elam Arev, it has to be done in a subtle way. It cannot be a quick beating. Zok the Gemara, likewise, Shachlayim. Shachlayim is a type of vegetable, cress, Sheshochkon me'erev Shabbos, that you already mixed water in it before Shabbos. L'mochor, noisen l'techa shemen v'choymetz, the next time when you add oil or add vinegar in it, umamshich l'toychon amiso. And when you put inside of there, you put in there also amiso. Amiso, the Gemara is soon going to say, is mint. So lo yitroif elam arev. You cannot beat it strongly, but rather only benachas. Slowly, you can mix it. Shum, if you have garlic, sherizko imerav Shabbos, it was cut already up before Shabbos. Lemocha nois l'techa pul v'grisin, you put in there pul and grisin. V'lo yishchak, you can't beat it strongly. But elam arev, only benachas. Zog the Gemara, what's this amisa that we said that you put into the shachlayim? Zog the Gemara, umam shekas amisa l'toychon. What is that? Zog the Gemara, my amisa. Zog the Gemara, ninya. Ninya means mint. Om rabbi shvamino, hai ninya ma'ala l'tachli. Ninya, meaning mint, is good for tachli. It's good for shachlayim, for cress. Zog the Gemara, v'oysen anumlim b'shabes, you're allowed to make this drink, even though it seems like a tircha, but it's not a tircha yisera, you're allowed to make this measurement of this drink on Shabbos. And we had a machlokes in the Mishnah, if what you make is only, Reb Yudah says b'shabes, a kois, a yontif, a lug, and a cholamoid, even a chavis, Reb Tzadik says everything is hakal for your orchin. But the point is, it's a tircha that we're not concerned about tircha yisera, and it's mutter to make this special drink on Shabbos. Oisin anumlim b'shabes. However, the ain oisin aluntis. Aluntis already is a mashka that cools you off. If you have a chill, if you have a fever, so then it's already medicinal. So then it's a gzeir of shchikas amonim. You can't make aluntis on Shabbos. Zogma ve'ez anumlin. What's anumlin that you're allowed to make? Ve'ez aluntis that you're not allowed to. Anumlin is yain, wine, udvash and honey, upilpulin and pepper. Aluntis, the one that you're not allowed to make, the medicinal one, is wine, yain yoshon, aged wine, umayim tzlulin, and purified water, v'afar samoin, and shemen afar samoin is balsam oil. The afar samoin, the balsam oil, that goes in there, that's medicinal. The avdele leve mesusa lemekar, it's made for people that caught a chill, that caught a cold, they have fever. So they're hot, so to speak. The fever makes them hot. Lemeika, to cool themselves off. When they come out of a bathhouse and they have a fever, so this, you drink this to cool yourself off. Now, apparently, this drink is not a regular drink that you drink. Otherwise, there's no gzera shrika samonim when something is not nikah, that is a fuah. If it looks like lemeichel, you're allowed to always have. The gzera of shrika samonim is only when it's nikah or fuah. But if you're doing it for a regular drink, there's no gzera. You're allowed to drink carrot juice, even though it might help you medicinally. But over here, Weissdorf is not drunk, so then it would be a problem to do it on Shabbos. Zog the Gemara, Omar Rav Yosef, Zim dechada alisa bosa ma'ukva lebebani. I followed ma'ukva into the bathhouse. Kinafke, when he came out of there, asoi, kinafka asoi, when I came out, ashken chamro chatkoso. So they gave me one cup of this aluntis, of this medicinal drink. I got a fever and I took this drink. V'choshi mi binte de reisha v'atufre de kare. And I felt this drink have an effect on me from my hair on my head all the way to my toenails on my feet, on my toes. From head to toe, literally. V'ashken kosachina, if I would have drunk another cup, so then, have a mistafina, I'll be worried. Dilma menakeli mischusa de alma de osi. Meaning, to survive another cup, I would... If I would survive, it would be menaki with the duck for my schusim for the next world. So it's good I only had one cup. To survive another cup is kemat impossible. Zok the Gemara, v'ma'ukva de shosi kol yomra, ma'ukva drank this every day. And here we're saying that it's mazik if you drink more than one cup. Ma'ukva drank it every day. Zok the Gemara, shani ma'ukva de doshbe. He got used to it. Something that you're doshbe, something that you're ruggling, so then for you it doesn't become a sakana. And that's why ma'ukva was able to drink this medicinal remedy every single day. And for him, it was a mazik. Before we go weiter, before we start the Mishnah, I see there's one more nekuda on the top of the omid we had, legabe the egg yolk, which gives off color, and there's no problem of being burr into the mustard seeds. So the sugi is a sugi in burr. But there's never a question legabe the din of tzviya. So the Dake Moshe in Simon Shinchof, once being arrived from here, that is a ketzas raya to the assertive of the Yireim that says that ein tzviya ba'ichlim. Because the Maaseh, the Gemara doesn't discuss the problem of tzviya. Vaistois, giving of color into the mustard seeds through the egg yolk is not a problem of tzviya ba'ichlim, so ein tzviya ba'ichlim. The Maaseh, the others are arguing this, and the Nishmas Adam in Klal Chof Dalad, he wants to say there's no raya from here. Because maybe Dafko V'er is not tzviya ba'ichlim, because the bay itself is roi l'achila. When do we say a question of loyla? Maybe yes, tzviya ba'ichlin. When you're using something that's not a food item to use as a paint, it's food grade or it's edible, but it's not a food item, be'etzim, so then there's a question of yes, tzviya ba'ichlin. Over here, ain't tzviya ba'ichlin because the color itself is oichlin, meaning ain't tzviya ba'ichlin, l'kuliyama maybe, because the tzviya is oichel, going, meaning the egg yolk, going into oichlin, into the mustard seeds, so then that's not the derech of tzviya at all. Oichlin, oichel. Then ain't tzviya ba'ichlin. But loylem, maybe there's no raya to the Yireim's Yesoid that ain't tzviya ba'ochlim, there's no tzviya in macholim. Over here might be different because over here the paint itself is oichel, so then ein sviya ba'oichlin. Zok the Mishnah. Ein shoyrin es achiltis bepoishrin. You're not allowed to soak chiltis. Chiltis is a type of, Rashi says, chaltish beloshin yishmol uvelaz lezirya v'shoyrin oisa bepoishrin v'shoyrin oisa hamayim l'rafua. You soak this vegetable in poishrim, in warm and lukewarm water, and it's meant for medicinal reasons. So, ein shoyrin es achiltis bepoishrin. You're not allowed to be shoyre it. But you could place it in vinegar, and that would not be considered, Dr. Rashi, but you're allowed to put the chiltis in the chomitz, umetabel b'macholoi, and then you could dip it in your food inside that vinegar that had soaked chiltis in there. Zok the Mishnah weiter, ve'ein sholin es hakashinin, you're not allowed to put water on kashinim, meaning let kashinim, this animal food, soak in water in order that the psoilus should float up to the top. So that's another way of being boirer l'chayra. So ein sholin es hakashinim, you're not allowed to be sholin and soak this animal food, this kashinim, in water and let the psoilus float to the top. V'loy shofin oison. And likewise, you can't rub it in order to remove the psoilus from it. That's vayta, din of boirer. However, avon noisin l'techa kivra o l'techa kalkalo. You're allowed to place it into a sieve or into a basket. Now, even though lemaisa, the psoilus also falls out sometimes and falls through the cracks of the kivra or through the sal, but that happens on its own. That's not considered that you're doing a maisa brera. Zok Rashi, avon noisin l'techa kivra. Even though sometimes the psoilus falls through the holes, through the nikvei akivra, so he says that because it's not a psik reisha, that's what Rashi seems to imply, because it's not something that's for sure going to happen, and it's me'elov, so not a psik reisha, and it's me'elov, so me'elov, there's no problem of boira. That's allowed to be nice in the techa kivra. Other Rishonim learn it a little different. Other Rishonim, the Meiri says that even if it is a psik reisha, even if it's for sure going to happen, it's mutter because it's me'elov. That's good for the reason why it's mutter, because a psik reisha, the me'elov, is not considered that you're doing a ma'isa bichlal of reira. Meaning, be'etzim, you can learn the Rashi. Rashi's going that you're not miskaven lekach. You're going in a pshimen. And you're not miskaven. It pomish apsol is noifel, but you're not miskaven for kach. And it's not a psik reisha. So mele, dovish and miskaven is mutter. Zok de Meiri, that even if it is a psik reisha, and a pshimen lechor is moed by psik reisha, but since the maisa was me'aleo, I didn't do a maisa, so mele, even according to pshimen, where psik reisha will be also dovish and miskaven, but it's me'aleo, so mele, it's not my maisa b'chol, and that's why it's mutter. Zok de Mishnah weiter, ein koivrin es hateven. You're not allowed to place the straw in a sifter in order that the psoilus should fall through it. Because that, here you have intent. You want it to be removed. The tevin is animal food. You don't want it to be mazik the animal. Likewise, you can't place it in an elevated area that the ruach will blow it away in order that the moitz should remove it. Because it might should be removed, because that's the melach of merakid. Aval noitelu b'kivra, but you're allowed to place it in a kivra, v'noitelu techa evus. Meaning, you're allowed to put it into the evus, because over here, again, this is the place that it's the animals eating. Zog Rashi, litem techa evus, v'av pisha moit noifel, over here it falls me'elof, so again, here we're saying that it's ein miskaven, and it's vice is not a psik reisha, like Rashi learned before. So even though the moitz is neufel, or lefomim neufel, or Meir says even if it's for sure, but the point is, it's me'elov, so me'ela, it's muta, and that would not be considered the is of being boyer. Zok de Gemara, in the beginning of the Mishnah said, ein shoyrin es achiltis bepoishrin. What's the issa? Why can't you do it? Zok de Gemara, yibayelu shoramai. What are you chayvan if you're a shoyra? If you soaked it in water. Zok de Gemara, til Gemara av aden al shor, kamed Rab Yosef, shora chayiv chatos. If you're shora, you're chayiv chatos. So what are the chayiv chatos that you're over on? So Rashi later on in Daf Kuf Mem Hei says that the Chiyuv Chatos is because of Mevashel. If you shore something in Poishrin, which is lukewarm water, so you're being Mevashel it, that's Kovish can mevushal, not exactly kovish, but the point is it's soaking in the water, is chayv als mevashal. Other Rishonim learn that it's kain lisha, just like you're not allowed to knead, putting water into this salad is a form of the beginning of the kneading process. So memela, that would be yechayv als lisha, you'd be chayv. On that, the Gemara has a kasha, omele abaya, how could you say yechayv echatos? Elamiyato, shora umtze b'maya, if you take meat, or raw meat, umtza, and you soak it in water, you're going to be chayv echatos. Just like you're not chayv echatos, zok tibitvot, it's derech guzma. Just like it's poche, you're not chayv echatos for soaking meat, there's not going to be a meleches bishul. So whoever you are also, you are also. There's no tzad, you're going to be chayv echatos. Elo ma'abaya, the issa of being shoyre, chilsis bepoishrin, is not because of an issa deraisa of mevashel or lisha, but rather midrabonon. It's a gzeir drabonon shle yase kedech sh'oise b'choyl. It's a uvde b'choyl, and that's why it's taka osa. Now Rashi in the Mishnah says that this soaking is sh'oise noise ma'im l'rfua. But if we're saying now it's uvde b'choyl, so zok tibi alocha, then even if you're not drinking l'rfua, even shloy l'rfua, to be shoyre it would also be awesome because uvde b'choyl. But the Mishnah fears Zoyz, but to put it into Choymetz, that's already not like, that's not an Uvdid Choyl, so then Takets, you'll have to be Shoyra. That would goof would be the difference. Others learn that it's the whole Sugya is a Refuah Dika Sugya. So you're not allowed to do this Uvdid Choyl, which is a Refuah Dika Din, because of Shrika Samonim, but that's Lagabi to being Shoyrit. But Lagabi Shtiya, we'll see soon in Gemara, Shtiya is Mutta, because there's never a Gzeir of Shrika Samonim or Refuah when you do it Derech Achilo Derech Shtiya. Sagt die Gemara, boi minei, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yanai. Mao lishreis is achiltes bezoinen. The Mishnah says, you're not allowed to put it in hot, in luke, in warm water, in poishrin. What about if you shoyre, if you soak the achiltes in cold water? Omalei, also, that's also also. Fregt die Gemara, vohanan tenan, meaning, Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Yanai, and he told him it's also even in zoinen. So Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Yanai, vohanan tenan, we learned in our Mishnah, dafke in poishrin, en shoyren es achiltes bepoishrin, ha bezoinen is mutter. Omalei, so Rabbi Yanai told Rabbi Yochanan, im kein, meaning, if you're telling me that it should be mutter, so ma ben leave a loch. So what makes you, what makes me more than you, so to speak? You're asking me a shayla, and I'm telling you, I also know this Mishnah, and I'm telling you that it's osa, and I'm not being medayik only in poishin, so ma ben leave a loch. Then we're on the same par, so to speak. So, Novos, what's the difference? Don't ask me from the Mishnah. Masis yichidoi. The Mishnah is a das yochid that it says dafka poishrin. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa. Ain shogun is achiltus loy becham loy bitzoinen. That it's forbidden. Say if it's lukewarm and say if it's cold. Reb Yossi Oimer, the das yochid says becham and also bitzoinen mutter. So the Mishnah is das yochid is Reb Yossi. But the halach is like the chachomin that say that it's also even in tzoinen. Zok the Gemara, lemai avdilei. We said this is a tzorich refuah. What's medicinal about this chiltis that you're soaking? Someone who has a heartache, or someone who has a heartburn, or some heartache, so over there, it helps for yukra de liba. Zog di gemara, ravacha ba yosef, chosh bi yukra de liba, you had a heartache. Also, le kame, the ma'ukva, he came in front of ma'ukva. Oh, ma'le, so ma'ukva told him, zil shtit lo sa tikli chiltis, drink 3 measuring cups, 3 mishkal of 3 zuhuvim of chilta that's soaked in water, betil siyoyma, over a 3-day regimen, three-day period. Zog di gemara, ozal, that's the remedy. Drink it for 3 days. Ozal ishti chamshe b'shabato, he drank it on Thursday. Umay l'shabbos, and on Friday. L'tzafra on Shabbos morning. Ozal shol b'medesh, she asked the question, the b'smedesh, I'm allowed to take this remedy on Shabbos. L'chayrish shrikas ha'monim, you're allowed to take refu on Shabbos. Omrulei, so they told him in the b'smedesh, tonet ve'rab ada, we learned in Rav Ada's b'smedesh, v'amilo tonet ve'ba'amah Rav Ada. That what? Shoysodim kavay kabayim. You're allowed to drink even a kav or a kabayim of chiltis. That's shogayim ayim. Meaning that you're allowed to drink chiltis on Shabbos. Omar luhu. Because drinking is never a problem of refuah, because it's if it's a mashke, then it can always be considered derech shtiyosai. So that's what he told him. Omar luhu. Lishas loikam abayilim. My question was never, my suffix was never, I'm allowed to drink it or not. Avad, I'm allowed to drink it. Briam, drink it also. No, the question was, kikam abayilim lishrois mai, to soak it. That was my question. Is it a tzorcha fuhr where it's also to be soaking because of shrikas hamonim? Omlu Rav Chir Baravin, but it have a uvda. I had a similar maisa, but also shiltei, l'rav ad barava, if you're allowed to be soaking or not, v'lehavis b'yodei, and he didn't have an answer. Also shiltei l'rav huna. I asked a question to Rav Huna, you're allowed to soak it or not? V'omar, and he said, hori koma rav, shoyre b'tzoynen, u'meniach b'chamo. So clearly, you're only allowed to be shoyre in cold, you're not allowed to be shoyre in hot, and you can place it in the sun in order to warm it up. Sok the Gemara command the shori. This seems to imply that you're allowed to be shoyre in tzoynin, like we said before, that you're allowed to be shoyre chiltas in tzoynin, and only in chamin is osa. Not like the chachamim, like the das yochid. Sok the Gemara, no, I feel a man the osa, even if you're going to say that you're going with the das of chachamim that say that you're not allowed to be shoyre in tzoynin, that's dafka hani mili is hecha deloy ishti klal. Meaning, where you didn't drink from it at all. Aval hocha, where you already started drinking Thursday and Friday, your regimen was a 3-day medicine. So, came in the ishti chamshu umayla shabbato, you already started drinking. Iloy shosi b'shabbos mistaken. If you're not going to drink on Shabbos, it'll be a sakona. So, here's the yesoid that we're not talking about sakonas defoshes, but since it can put you in a matzav of sakona, so even if it's not sakonas defoshes, since you started drinking, you have to continue drinking. See, even though even the chachomim that say that you're not allowed to be shoyre in tzoynin, but over here, you drank already, and you started the regimen. So that's the aside that the place can bring. If a person starts antibiotics, and he starts a 7-day regimen, and he started on a Wednesday afternoon, he has to take it now. He has to take it even on Shabbos, because hecha de shosi, before Shabbos, if you're not going to continue on Shabbos, it's mistaken. So that's why you have to continue taking it. Zog the Gemara, the last Gemara, mistamach v'ozer Rav Acha by Yosef akatfei, the Rav Nachman by Yitzchok by Achte. Rav Acha by Yosef was leaning on the shoulders of his nephew, his sister's son, Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok was by Achte, the son of his sister. Omalei. So Rav Acha by Yosef told his nephew, Kimatina Levei, Rav Safra, Ailinu, when we passed the house of Rav Safra, let me go in there, bring me in there. Kimotu, when he passed Rav Safra's house, Aile, he brought him in. And then Rav Nachman stayed outside. Zog the Gemara. Boy minei. So Rav Acha asked Rav Safra. Ma'o lichas chusei kitniso b'shabato. Are you allowed to rub a beged made out of kitna? Meaning, are you allowed to rub linen in order to what? It's coming out of the cleaners. It's very hardened. You want to make it soft. So you want to make it soft. Are you allowed to rub it to make it soft? On the other hand, the rubbing it also whitens the beged. So maybe it is of libun. So that's a sofik. My intent is only to soften it so it's mutter. The shapi domin is no problem on Shabbos. My intent is to make it wider. And that's a problem of libun. So may it's also do so on Shabbos. Now the question that's discussed in the Mefarshim is, what do you mean? Ask him what his intent is. Is the intent to whiten? It's also, if the intent is to soften, it's mutter. The pshat is that avada both are included. The question is, what's the ikka maisa? Is the ikka maisa your main intent for libun, or is the ikka maisa maisa of making it soft? Meaning, how you magde this maisa? You magde this maisa as a maisa of libun or as a maisa of rikuch? Omar leis, Rav Safra told him, lekuve komechavim v'shape domi, the ikka is a ma'aser rechicha to make it soft, and it's taka muta. There's a question in the poskim at the end of the day: if it's a psik reisha that you're being melaben, so what is the nafkamina the ikka ma'aser? Unless you say it's misasei klape the ma'aser libun, I'm being merachich. That's my ikka ma'aser. So we don't look at it as a psik reisha of a melacha of libun at all. Zog the mal kinofik also when he came out of the room of Rav Safra and he met his nephew. So omalei so Rav Nachman. Asked him, Rav Nachman Yitzchok asked his uncle, Rav Acha by Yosef, my boy, my minei, what did you ask of Safra? Omalei, so Rav Acha told him, boy minei, ma'u lichas kusei, kitointa b'shabato. Am I allowed to rub, be meshavshev, the pishtan, the linen on Shabbos? Omalei, and he told me, omalei, shapidomi, it's mutter. So Rav Nachman Yitzchok asked Rav Acha, his uncle, why are you only asking a question like about a linen beged, a beged pishton? You could have asked a question about a regular hanky, a handkerchief. You're allowed to be meshavshiv or not. Is it considered melabin or is it considered merachechit? On that Rav Acha answered, sudr loy kome baili. Sudr, that was not my suffix. Why? The boy me Rav Huna, I already asked that to Rav Huna and he already said that that's osa. So fragt die Gemara, so I bizarre, you asked him, v'tifshle lemal misudra, so we pushed your question, l'gabi the linen, the beged, from the fact that you had a psak din l'gabi sudra. So he said, no, you can't be medame milsa l'milsa. Omalei, so he told him back, that there's a difference. Hosa michsi kyo eludei chivra, meaning, by the sudra, the reason why you are rubbing it is because the main purpose is taka to make it white. Kyo eludei chivra. At least that it appears that way as the ikamaisa. Mashenken hochal emichse kyalu de chivra. So Rashi explains. Rashi says on the bottom that shemak bidali bunoi v'tzayroi shal sudur yosem mikitinta. The reason why by a sudur it's considered a maisa libun, the sudur we're talking about a head covering, not stam a handkerchief that you blow your nose in. We're talking about a head covering. So over there your makbid that it should be whitened. So over there the maisa rubbing is a maisa of libun. So that's taka osa. Mashenken when it comes to a regular beged the kitinta. So over there maybe the ikam maisa is to be merachet. So that was my question that I asked, and that's what I taka got a psak din that it's different than a sudur and it's taka lerachich and it's taka muta. We'll stop over here, the bottom of the Omid, Kuf Mem, Omid Aleph.